The makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of the three comrades, Jack, Doc, and Reggie, now engaged in launching the A1 Detective Agency just around the corner off Hollywood Boulevard and one flight up.
Say, listen, Dresser. I know it's your job to get people to drink Fleischmann's yeast, and I know it's good for them if they need more vitamin B complex. But that's just the point. Why all this hullabaloo about vitamins, anyway? Our ancestors seem to have gotten along pretty well without vitamins.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Dick. Our ancestors got their vitamins from the food they ate.
Well, why can't we?
We do, but our modern methods of preserving, refining, and cooking foods are likely to result in the loss of certain priceless vitamins. So it becomes advisable to fortify our diet with some vitamins, especially the important vitamin B complex. And since it's known that the natural vitamin B complex is definitely unattainable in any mixture of the synthetic factors now known, you'll find many people drinking Fleischmann's yeast. You see, you get the entire natural vitamin B complex in yeast.
Well, that makes sense. But how does yeast taste?
Well, people tell us that when you mix Fleischmann's yeast in cool milk, water, or tomato juice, that it tastes just like oven-fresh bread. But here, see for yourself. Fleischmann's fresh yeast in tomato juice. Drink it, America. To your health. Eight Kinds of Murder, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. In the afternoon in the super-colossal old stone pile of a mansion wherein the ancient and filthy rich A.B. Cooper Mitchell resides with his newest and most voluptuous wife, the fan dancer Nevada Cole. Jack, Doc, and Reggie have just arrived at the Cooper Mitchell mansion for a last word with the septuagenarian multimillionaire before an all-out attempt to capture Mr. Purdy in his dilapidated old apartment house out near the beach. Mr. Purdy warned that anyone approaching the ramshackle apartment house would be blasted into oblivion via the sawed-off shotgun road. But Jack, Doc, and Reggie have determined to chance it, as Mr. Purdy is a killer and his next declared victim is Nevada Cole. You see, Mr. Purdy is actually the son of Cooper Mitchell by an earlier marriage to a circus tightrope performer. Mitchell has not even heard of this son or his acrobatic mother since the child was 8 months old. And now he comes back a man and a ruthless killer to do away with everyone who stands between himself and his father's millions. Already he has killed Doug Loftus and Judy White and Ava Blue and Satin Mitchell, each one dead by one of the methods named on his list of eight kinds of murder. And now Nevada Cole is next. That's why Jack insisted on stopping at the Mitchell residence to warn Nevada once more to remain locked indoors. That's what he's telling old A.B.
Above everything else, Mr. Mitchell, keep Nevada safely locked in this house until we got Purdy behind bars.
That's easier said than done, Mr. Packard.
What do you mean by that?
And Nevada Cole has a mind of her own, I'm afraid.
Well, hasn't the little fool sense enough to know when she's in danger?
Impetuous, Mr. Packard, impetuous.
Where is she now?
In her suite in the West Wing, I should imagine.
I know where it is, Jack.
Okay, Reggie, go get her.
Hey, how about me going?
No.
Okay.
Go along, Reggie.
You're quiet.
She won't appreciate the interruption, I'm afraid.
Interruption?
Yes, this is the hour she spends before her great mirrors practicing her fan dance.
Practicing her fan dancing in front of a looking glass?
Yes, I've seen her.
Just let me go help, Reggie.
Doc, will you relax?
Relax with little old Nevada Cole doing a fan dance this very minute, maybe less than 100 feet from where I'm standing at?
Yes, relax.
Son, you asking for more than human flesh can stand.
Look, if we can get off the subject of Nevada Cole and her fans for a minute, we... Hey, Doc, where's that boy, Huey?
Huh? Well, he come in with us. He was here just a minute ago.
Didn't I tell you not to let him out of your sight?
Oh, he's probably just wandering around somewhere.
Didn't I tell you the boy was in danger?
Danger?
Yes, danger. Why do you think we've been keeping him right with us since his mother was killed?
Hey, I didn't think it was that serious.
Well, it is.
Nonsense. What danger could the lad be in this house?
Plenty.
Somebody mentioned my name.
Hey, Hughie.
Hey, Hugh. Where have you been?
Oh, just out around the halls.
Well, you ain't supposed to do that, fella.
No. Why not?
Look, you saw your mother murdered with your own eyes.
Yes.
You saw her fall four stories almost at your feet.
What are you trying to do? Drive me crazy.
I'm trying to drive some sense into your head. If Purdy felt it was necessary to kill your mother, he'll want to kill you for the same reason.
I'm not afraid of Mr. Purdy.
Oh, don't be such a blasted little fool.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, it was only last night you come sobbing into the A1 agency begging us to save you from Mr. Purdy.
Well, he's not in this house, is he?
We don't know whether he is or not.
Jack, you mean that maybe he
you,
is?
What are you saying, man? Mr. Purdy in this house?
Why not? There's some kind of evil loose in this place.
Evil? Evil?
Yes, evil. Let me stop here to warn Nevada on our way to Purdy's beach place. Maybe we...
Hey, Jack, what you talking about, sir?
You've been here as long as I am.
Yeah, but nothing...
I have to wait.
Wait for what?
I imagine Huey here or Mr. Mitchell could tell you. How about it, Huey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't, huh?
No. You brought me here, didn't you? I just arrived when you did, didn't I? What can I know about what's going on in this house?
You managed to give us the slip for a few minutes, didn't you?
I wasn't trying to give you the slip.
No?
No. I just wasn't interested in your conversation, so I wandered out in the hall.
Maybe. What about you, Mitchell?
Hey, what's that?
I said, what about you?
Well, what about me?
There's murder in this house.
Murder?
It's written as plain as day everywhere. Murder.
I have been guilty of no murder in this house or any place else.
Well, it's here.
I don't believe you.
Well, then you're just crazy in the head. Jack smells murder like most folks smell roses. If Jack says
Jack.
That there's...
Jack, look what I have here.
Hey, here come Reggie.
He's got Nevada. He's carrying Nevada cold.
Hey, Reggie, what's the matter?
Here, let me put her down.
Nevada.
Well, is she dead, son?
No, not yet. But examine her, Jack. Hurry. She may have been bitten by a snake.
Snake? Yeah, let me see. Doc... I'll get my kit out of the car.
That black bag?
Yeah, hurry.
You bet you.
Nevada, not you too.
Makes you think she was bitten by a snake, Reggie.
Well, I went to her suite and rapped on the door. There wasn't any answer. I tried the door and it was unlocked, so I opened it. Oh, you found something? She has been bitten?
Go on. You opened the door.
Right. There she was lying in a heap on the floor beneath her ostrich fans.
Nevada.
You'd better sit down, Nevada. Mr. Mitchell. Yes, Reggie.
Well, I rushed over and lifted the fans and... There was a snake.
What?
Quite. A snake coiled on her abdomen.
A snake was coiled on her stomach.
Hey, quit swaying. You're going to faint on us?
No, I'm just a little dizzy.
Help him to a chair, Reggie.
Yeah, quite. There you are.
How about you, Mr. Mitchell?
I'm all right.
You killed the snake, Reggie?
Yes. The moment I lifted the fan, the thing hissed at me, struck at the fan, and then slid off her abdomen and into a corner where I finished it in a hurry. Then I slipped her into the snake negligee and brought her here.
Uh-huh. There's no sign of fang marks. The redness is slowing. Yeah. Help me turn her on her face.
Right. She isn't likely to have been bitten on her back, I wouldn't think.
I'll let her get her face down the pillow there and smother.
Right. I'm watching.
Okay, Jack. Here's a little black bag.
Okay. Open it up and get out that file of brandy.
Yes, ma'am. For who?
Not for you.
For Jack. They don't give liquor to folks for snake bites no more.
That hasn't been bitten.
She ain't.
Thank heaven.
Well, if she ain't been bit, then what is the matter with her?
Probably saw the snake and fainted.
Well, just faint, huh? Uh-oh.
Oh.
I say, she's coming around.
Here. Turn her over on her back again.
Yeah, righto.
Got that brandy ready, Doc?
You all set?
There she is.
Oh, no. Get away. Take it away.
It's all right now. Take it easy.
It's a snake. A snake.
Whoop. Help me to hold her down, Reggie.
Easy.
That's a girl.
Here, Nevada. Drink this. Open your mouth. That's it. Drink it all. There.
Snake. Oh, kill it. Kill it.
Hey, fella, what you trying to do? Climb my frame?
Oh, I didn't know where I was.
You're safe and sound. And nothing's the matter with it except you just had a bad dream.
Oh, the heck I did.
That's all. Just a bad dream.
Bad dream, my eye. Somebody turned a snake loose in my room. Oh, hiya, Pop.
Nevada. Nevada, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Pop. Mr. Purdy almost got me that time.
He's a wicked, wicked man.
Even if he is your son, Pop.
I denounce him. I deny him. He takes after his mother's people.
Oh, that snake.
Hey. Ooh. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Look at Healy. Trying to sneak out on us.
Get him and bring him back.
Come on, Reggie. We'll get him out in the hall.
I do.
Where you think you're going to, son?
Let go of me.
Ain't trying to sneak out on us, are you?
It's none of your business.
Oh, now you oughtn't to talk that way to me.
Let go of me! Hey! Get him, Reggie! Get him!
Right through!
Take your hands off me!
Pull him off! Ouch! He bit me to the bone!
Hang on till I get him by the collar. All right, now then. Get up on your feet.
Let go of my collar.
Come on, stand on your feet. Push, but you know that folks that don't get pushed over chairs sometimes get their necks busted?
You're choking me.
Well, then quit acting like a cross between a buzzsaw and a barbed wire fence and stand still.
I say, will you look at my wrist? Use teeth. Slash the flesh to the bone.
Joy, ain't you ashamed?
No, I'm glad.
And look at this thumb.
Chewed to a gristle, looks like.
And feels like it.
You're liable to get hydrophobia getting bit by a poisonous insect like Huey here. You better get Jack to put some stuff on.
Yeah, I think I will. Can you bring Huey back in?
Can I bring Huey back in? I just wished he'd try not to come along quiet.
I will.
Righto, I'll go ahead.
Take your hand off my collar.
Not a chance, son. Come on now. Come on, Marge.
Now that my mother's dead, I haven't got anyone.
Son, how can you expect to have anybody feel sorry for you the way you act?
I can't help it.
Oh, of course you can help it. For instance, what did you want to go trying to sneak out on us when our back was turned for?
I just wanted to be alone.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, right in here with everybody else now.
Oh, here they are.
Yeah, here's little Huey, the wild boy from Borneo. He tried to chew Reggie up and spit him out.
Jove, Jack, that germicide stings like bilio.
Yeah, I'll stop in a minute.
Oh, hell, Nevada. Is that enough, huh?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I'm still looking for the rat who turned that snake loose in my room.
Looks like Mr. Purdy's in the neighborhood.
Well, he may be tough, but if I ever get my hands on that goon, I'm going to tear off an arm and beat him to death with it.
Nevada's such language.
Sure, Pop. A bit gruesome, but it'd teach him a lesson he wouldn't forget.
Hey, Jack. What you want me to do with the boy wonder here?
Stand him up against the wall.
Stand him up against the wall?
No. Stand him against the wall.
No.
Come on, son. You heard what Jack said.
Let me go. Right. Stop it.
Take his other arm, Reggie. Righto.
I don't want to be here. I can't stand being held down.
Turn his shoulders to the wall.
Right. All right. Back him up.
No.
Come on, son. Now stand up and take it.
Go on, get back. There he is, Jack.
I don't want to interfere, and maybe you boys know what you're doing.
I assure you we do.
Yeah, sure, but three of you picking on a kid. Ain't that pretty rough?
Make them let me go, Nevada.
Oh, so now you want to hide behind a woman's skirt, huh?
I don't get it.
You will in a minute. Reach down, unbutton his coat, Reggie.
Quite.
No.
Hold him, will you, Doug?
Yeah. I got him.
I say, what's this?
Hey, yeah. 2 inches in diameter, fastened around it.
Now reach in his coat pocket, Doug.
Uh-huh.
Picking on me.
Huh? It's nothing but a heavy pair of leather gloves.
Yeah, gloves that he put on when he took the poisonous snake out of that rubber tube around his waist and let it go in Nevada's room.
Huey. Huey, you didn't.
Don't believe them, Nevada. They're trying to frame
me. Huey Carver, how could you do this to me? How could you turn that horrible, filthy thing loose on me? How could you, Huey? How could you?
That was easy for Huey.
No, it wasn't.
Should have been after what you did this morning.
After what he did this morning?
Yeah. After pushing his own mother out of the hotel window 4 stories up.
Jack, Huey pushed Satin Mitchell out of the window?
Yep.
And then picked her up and brought her to us, crying and pretending that somebody else done it?
That's it.
Yeah, but Satin said Mr. Purdy did it.
To cover up for Huey. To cover up for her son.
Nevada, please.
Huey Carver, you're the lowest, filthiest, slimiest thing in this whole ugly world. And I mean that.
You see, nobody cares about...
But if Huey killed Satin Mitchell and tried to kill Nevada, then who killed Judy White and Doug Loftus and Ava Blue? And where does Mr. Purdy fit into the murderous scheme of things? In just a moment, new violence enters the picture. But first...
Say, you know, I really enjoyed that glass of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice you gave me a while ago. I think maybe I'll start drinking yeast regularly.
Well, fine.
Yeah, but suppose I'd decided against taking yeast, and I was not getting enough of the vitamins it supplies. What had happened?
Oh, when we don't get enough of such vitamins in our diet, nothing sudden is apt to happen. We are likely to begin feeling below par, easily fatigued, nervous, mentally depressed, have poor appetite, and feel just generally run down.
Hey, what do you mean, begin feeling that way? That's exactly the way I've been feeling for months. How did you say you mixed that yeast and tomato juice? I'm starting tonight.
Well, you won't regret it if it's more of the vitamin B complex you need. These vitamins are required for normal vitality, a buoyant sense of well-being. Now, here's all you do. Just mash up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork till it's thoroughly broken up. Add just a little cool milk, water, or tomato juice. Stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass, give it another stir, and here you are, Fleischmann's fresh yeast in tomato juice. Drink it, America. To your health.
Huey, that makes you just about the lowest thing on 2 feet.
Let me alone.
But, Jack, I don't understand. How did you know it was Huey?
I'll explain all that later. What about it, Huey? You want to say anything for yourself before we turn you over to the police?
I couldn't help it. I had to do it.
A bad boy. A bad, bad boy.
Hold it, Pop.
You had to kill your mother?
Yes.
You had to turn that snake loose in Nevada's room?
Yes, I had to.
And you had to strangle Judy White?
That cute little girl, Judy. You killed her, too?
I didn't want to. It was so easy. But I didn't want to.
Don't give me that old malarkey, Hugh Carver. If you didn't want to, why did you do it?
I had to. He made me.
Made you?
Yes. He said he'd have me locked up in an institution where I couldn't get any more stuff.
Huey, you an addict?
Yes.
Should have known it. Spotted you right away.
Oh, yeah, especially after running into that nest of snowbirds out of Mr. Purdy's apartment house.
Didn't I always say, Hugh, he was a bad boy?
You terrible, wicked, horrible old man.
I say.
Whoop, hang on to him, Reggie.
I got him.
That's better. Now just hold still. Jack, the sooner we turn this crybaby murder over to police, the better I'm gonna like.
Yeah, I'm not through with him yet.
Yeah, huh?
No. Huey, and you're going to say that you were forced to kill because Purdy threatened to have you locked up in an institution for addicts if he didn't?
Not Mr. Purdy.
Not Mr. Purdy?
No. It hasn't been Mr. Purdy any of the time. It's been...
No.
Jack. Jack, Huey's been shot.
Where'd those shots come from?
I didn't see anything.
Where's he hit at, Jack? He's dead weight hanging on us.
Yeah. He's dead, period.
I say.
Shot through the heart. Lay him on the floor.
Hey, come here and look at Pop.
What's the matter with old Cooper Mitchell?
It's a heart attack. It's the worst one he's ever had.
Oh, go and look how red his face is.
Yeah.
Congestion. Got any of those heart pills or medicine?
Yeah, he always keeps them in his vest pocket.
Good.
From the way the bullet entered Huey's heart, the killer must have been in the window just behind Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, and the smell of burnt powder stronger over here, too.
You guys might take the trouble to go out and see what you can find outside if you're not nailed to the floor.
Hey, did you give Pop one of those pills?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks terrible, Jack.
Yeah, I know it. I think this is A.B. Cooper Mitchell's last heart attack.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that... Look out. There goes the spark of life and spirit out of a very tired old man.
Yeah.
Oh, Pop. No.
Shall I cover him over, Jack?
Yeah.
Wait. Can't you turn him a little... Lay him out comfortable?
Yeah, just a minute, Ray. All right. There. Hey.
What's the matter?
Look, laying down here back of him.
I say.
A pistol.
A doggone shooting pistol.
Hey, Doug, don't touch it. Let me pick it up with my handkerchief.
Oh, yeah.
Still warm.
Still warm? What does that mean?
It means it looks like A.B. Cooper Mitchell himself shot little old Huey.
I killed Huey? I don't believe it.
Well, all I know
Look,
is...
Look, you said yourself somebody must have leaned in the window and shot Huey. Why couldn't you drop the gun on the lounge behind Pop when Pop keeled over?
Well, I think we can soon answer that. Turn on that floor lamp and bring it over here, Reggie.
Right, huh?
Hey, was Mitchell right or left-handed?
Left-handed.
Uh-huh. Then we'll examine his left hand.
Where do you want the light, Jay?
Right over his hand here. Down close. That's it. Huh. Look. Little black specks embedded in his skin. Gunpowder.
You mean Pop did kill Huey?
No doubt of it. And the gun will probably show his fingerprints.
Oh, but why? Why would Pop want to do a thing like that?
Because I think Huey was just about to tell the truth about him.
The truth? What truth?
Don't you remember I said, so Mr. Purdy was going to have you placed in an institution? And Huey said, not Mr. Purdy. There hasn't been Mr. Purdy any of the time.
Hey, and Huey was just about to tell on old A.B. here, and A.B. had to shoot him, and in the excitement, the old boy's heart quit on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what? What was Huey going to tell?
That Mitchell here made Huey kill Judy White and his mother, Satin Mitchell, and made the attempt to kill you with a poisonous snake.
Collie, I wonder if... Hey, can I have that little gold key off Pop's watch chain?
Why?
It opens a little wall safe I've never seen the inside of. It's got stuff in it I'd like to know about.
Where is this wall safe?
In Pop's room.
Okay, here's the key. Reggie, you go with her. See, she doesn't hide or destroy anything.
All right.
Well, doggone, Jack. You think Huey killed Doug Loftus and Ava Blue? Hey, wait a minute. Huey couldn't have killed Ava Blue, and neither could old A.B. here.
What's that?
Why, sure, don't you remember? Huey was up with us in the A1 agency when Ava was run down by that automobile down in front.
That's right. And old A.B. was having a heart attack in the inner office.
Sure he was. Little old Jerry Booker was nursemaiding him. So if Huey or A.B. didn't kill Ava... Hey, who's that?
Probably the police.
We expecting the police?
Why not? There's been shooting. Somebody was bound to investigate. Well, don't stand there. Go let them in.
Okay, okay. Well, hold your horses, will you?
Hi, Doc.
Hey, Jerry.
Look what I got in tow.
Mr. Purdy.
Yeah, Mr. Purdy.
He's had a gun in my back all the way over. Can we come in?
Well, I guess so. Why did you come here?
Never mind the gap. Shut the door.
Sure.
Where's everybody?
They're in here.
And don't try nothing funny.
With a pistol pointing at me?
Doc, what's the matter?
Mr. Purdy, Jack. Mr. Purdy with a shooting pistol.
Jerry, what are you doing here?
Mr. Purdy came to the A1 office and pulled a pistol on me. Said he'd shoot me if I didn't bring him to you folks quick. So here he is. Hey, what's the matter with Huey?
Dead.
Oh, yeah. And Cooper Mitchell?
Dead, too.
Yeah. Sit down, everybody.
Sit down, huh?
Yeah, sit down. I want to talk.
Golly, Reggie, can you feature that?
Don't none of you move.
Wait till Jack hears about this. Talk about your double-crossing old he-billy goats, that guy. Hey.
Come in and sit down.
I say, Mr. Purdy.
You too.
Well, Christ, Purdy.
Yeah. This makes 8 of us, including 2 corpses.
You ain't planning to make no more corpses, are you, Mr. Purdy?
No.
And my name isn't Mr. Purdy.
Hey.
I see.
Sure, I can talk just as decently as any of the rest of you.
It's only as Purdy I talk like this.
Well, if you're not Purdy, who are you? I'm Benny Benjamin, character actor in the films.
Not Purdy the gangster and killer and son of Cooper Mitchell?
No, I'm an actor and a darn good one. How I ever got myself in this mess, I wish somebody would tell me. Of all the lousy ways of making money.
You mean you ain't a dangerous character?
No, I ain't a dangerous character. I'm Benny Benjamin, can't you hear?
Well, how about putting up that gun?
Well, it's not loaded. Look.
And I've been dying 1,000 deaths with an empty gun in my back.
Sorry, but I had to find Packard in a hurry.
Why?
I just found out I was mixed up with trouble. I want to clear myself before the police catch on.
Well, the floor is yours.
Look, I've been practically starving to death here in Hollywood. A couple of months ago, a voice called me up and asked me if I'd do a private job for him as a gag. Offered me $500 for a month's work.
Cooper Mitchell?
I didn't know it then, but it was. Said I was to take the name of Mr. Purdy and live in a dilapidated old apartment house out on the beach. Said I was to let on like I was a long-lost son of A.B. Cooper Mitchell.
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing happened. Except that I found out there were a lot of hopheads smoking marijuana in the basement. I told the voice...
Old A.B.?
Yeah, I told him about it, and he said not to worry. I wouldn't be bothered. So he gave me another $500 to go on with the impersonation.
And then things did begin to happen?
Yeah. First, Satin Mitchell came to see me with a story about her being the ex-wife of Mitchell and wanting my help to get the whole estate.
What'd you do?
Next time the voice called me, I told him about it. Looks like that's what he was waiting for. He told me exactly what to say to her and how to handle her. And the next thing was getting Huey, her son, out of jail.
Yeah, we turned him in as a murder suspect. How do you get him out?
I don't know. The voice told me just what to do, and I did it, and Huey was turned over to me.
Well, old boy must have had some influence somewhere.
Mitchell, or the voice, as you know him by, told you to play along with Satin? Pretend to help her get his money?
Yeah, it's all right here in his diary.
Diary?
Yeah, that's what Reggie and I found. This diary was in his wall safe.
Writing an autobiography, eh?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but everything I did was on the voice's instruction. Tonight, Huey got away and came to you folks, and I tried to get him back, and Doc Long there jumped me on the stairs.
Well, I should have thought by this time he'd have realized all this wasn't just a gag.
It was beginning to look pretty sinister, but I hadn't done anything I couldn't explain to the police, and I did need those $500 bills.
Oh, what about that St. Valentine's Day massacre gag when you lined Doc and Jerry and me up against the wall?
I didn't know what the payoff was. The voice told me to do it and that he'd come in and take over.
The waiter arrived first, and you took a high dive out the window.
Yeah. And that's when I began to think I'd better do some checking up. Things were getting too hot. Pointing guns at people and things can get a fellow in a lot of trouble.
Boy and half.
Yeah. So I got to checking up on the people the voice had sent to me, and I found a lot of them were dead. Doug Loftus, Judy White, Ava Blue, Satin Mitchell. All folks the voice had sent to me. And then I found out the voice was the millionaire A.B. Cooper Mitchell himself.
You didn't suspect before?
No. He'd mentioned Cooper Mitchell, but as someone else. I didn't catch on until I began to check up and found I was all mixed up in a murder scheme.
Well, who killed Doug Loftus and Ava Blue?
Mitchell, I guess.
No, we know he didn't kill Ava Blue.
It's in his diary here, Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen. I had planned to kill Ava Blue and had slipped a list of 8 kinds of murder in his pocket. I always saw my intended victim carried one of my murder lists. He was accidentally killed by a hit-run driver before I could act, while I was out with a heart attack in the A1 office. What a perfect alibi for any murder I have committed or may commit.
Doggone.
Pop, that's awful. Yeah, and you want to know why he was killing and making Huey kill? It's all right here. Listen, in every murder for inheritance, it's always the heirs who kill the rich relative. Now, this time, it's different. I detest everyone who is eligible to inherit my money, so I am determined there will not be one of them alive when I die. Not one. Since he was a lad in this house, I have given Huey Carver narcotics, so he'd be under my control to use in this scheme of mine. He has been of great value.
Great guy.
What a brute.
Yeah, poor Huey.
Yeah. And that murder plot included me.
Well, you did survive into that.
Yeah. I did, didn't I?
Yeah, from fan dancer to multimillionaire in one afternoon. That's some jump. Maybe you can learn to do a dance with $1,000 bills instead of fans.
My public.
Well, that just about takes care of the case of 8 kinds of murder.
Yeah. Now what are we going to do, Jack?
What do you say to taking 13 weeks off and going fishing?
Oh, fella, I hate fishing. Let's go where there's some female women.
You're going fishing and like it.
No women?
No women.
Ain't that awful, Reggie, for 13 weeks? No women.
Now, just a word to good housewives. If you bake at home, use Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast, the household favorite of 4 generations. And if you want to add a good supply of vitamin B complex to your daily diet, drink Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast twice every day. Yes, drink it, America. To your health. The 8th and final chapter of the adventures of the 3 comrades with 8 kinds of murder is now complete. I Love a Mystery, written by Carlton E. Morse, is ringing down the curtain for the annual summer vacation. We wish to thank all those who have been with us during the past 9 months, and we hope sincerely you will be with us again this fall. I Love a Mystery has come to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
Monday, June 30th. In the first half of 1941, millions have enjoyed richer, more delicious tea. Tenderleaf brand tea made with young, tender tea leaves. In packages, 2 convenient sizes, or improved tea balls. Tell your grocer, Tenderleaf Tea. This is the National Broadcasting Company.